Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Florida is cleaning up after Hurricane Milton, and search and rescue crews are picking up survivors. CBS's Tom Hansen.
Crews have rescued more than 1,600 people and 140 animals from floodwaters and rubble.
Got it. Campaigning in the Phoenix area, Kamala Harris pledges that if she's elected, Republicans will be part of her cabinet and plans to appoint a bipartisan advisory council as well.
In order for us as America to maintain our status as the strongest democracy in the world, we need a healthy two-party system.
CBS's Deborah Pata is in Beirut, where Israeli strikes killed at least 22 people overnight.
Israel says it is targeting Hezbollah strongholds in this area, but the villagers of Hodor we spoke to say they have nothing to do with this fight.
Gaza's civil defense agency says Israeli strikes today have killed at least 30 people. CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris today getting the endorsement of one of Wisconsin's most influential conservatives. Charlie Sykes says the summer Supreme Court immunity ruling means a vote for Harris is a vote for democracy.
This doesn't mean that we're not going to disagree about taxes, about spending, about student loan debt, about a wide variety of issues. The point is this choice that America has to make, what kind of country we want to be.
Republican former Congresswoman Liz Cheney endorsed Harris last week in Ripon. Local governments around Wisconsin are getting $1.5 billion in shared revenue from the state. Nearly $300 million of that is from the new shared revenue formula. Another $10 million is coming from Wisconsin's new tax on cable TV. Much of the new money must be spent on first responders. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following our upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, October 14th, in Wood County, the Public Safety Committee will meet at 9 a.m. The Wisconsin Rapids Parks and Recreation Commission will meet at 4. The Village of Port Edwards will have their Police and Fire Commission meeting at 5. The Wood County State Wildlife Advisory Committee will meet at 5:30 in Babcock. The WRPS School Board will have their Board of Education meeting at 6. The Town of Grand Rapids will have their Plan Commission meeting at 6. The Village of Buren will have their board meeting at 6:30. In Portage County, the Stevens Point Board of Water and Sewerage Commissioners will meet at noon, the Airport Commission at 12:30, the Redevelopment Authority at 2, the Finance Committee at 4, the Special Common Council at 6, the Public Policy and General Government at 6:10, the Personnel Committee at 6:15, and the Finance Committee at 6:30. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
More injuries for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers had to place tight end Luke Musgrave on injured reserve with an ankle that did not respond to treatments. The team signed another tight end, John Fitzpatrick, off the Falcons practice squad. The good news is wide receiver Christian Watson says he's close after suffering that sprained ankle 2 weeks ago against the Vikings.
You know, maybe the, you know, all of the training that I put in to get my body right for the season is the reason I came out of it with not as significant as of injuries.
Green Bay hosts the Cardinals Sunday at noon. The Badgers football team heads to New Jersey. They'll play Rutgers tomorrow at 11. Baseball, the Brewers say they know just how valuable Willy Adames is at shortstop, GM Matt Arnold.
We had opportunities to trade him, and we didn't because of how much he means to this team and this franchise. And it's not just, you know, what he does on the field, it's who he is. And absolutely, you know, acknowledge the reality that he's earned the right to explore the market. He deserves that, certainly, but we love him to death here, and he knows that.
That's Brewers General Manager Matt Arnold. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
One more warm day today, then fall is going to kick in over the weekend, and we may actually have some frost or a hard freeze by early next week. Today, partly cloudy, becoming sunny, 74 this afternoon, 42 tonight. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, afternoon, evening sprinkles with a high of 61. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
Back again. Tri-City Services wants to warm the hearts of their neighbors by giving a furnace to a deserving person or family in need. Nominate your person at calltricity.com before October 18th.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure. Down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin hits the road to take on the Scarlet Knights. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we will review the weekend happenings and look ahead as we count down towards election 2024. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Friday, October 11th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mayloff, here. At 4:30 today, we're going to be talking with our friends from the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau. They are welcoming in the Wisconsin Rapids Area Sports Commission. We'll be talking about that. We'll have Dave with us. We'll talk a little bit about the awards coming up this year and when you can check out this celebration. Right now, we have with us in studio our good friend, Hannah Wendell Scott, Foodwise Nutrition Educator with Wood County University of Wisconsin Madison Division of Extension. Hannah, good to have you with us.
Thank you.
We ran out of time. I had to say the full name, and no.
I know, seriously, I was laughing in my head, like, wow, that title needs to come down.
It kind of does. But we love our friends over at Extension, and it's always good hanging out with you guys, and a great way to wrap up the week, especially with the topics we have today, Hannah. Mm-hmm. Let's dive right in first and talk about the River Riders Bike Share Program. Before we dive too into the program itself and how long it's going to be around, we've been doing this a couple of years. I've gotten good feedback from the community on about this, about these bikes being around and the use of them. I've seen a lot of use of them. Have you been seeing that from your end?
Yeah. We've been seeing quite a bit of use this summer. I've taken a couple phone calls just with people sharing kind of their experience with the bikes. It's been great. We have stations. Right now we have three stations. And honestly, I think they all get pretty decent use amongst each other. Lake Wasatch is always super popular. It's just right there on the trail, so it's really nice for families to spend some time at if their littles have bikes, but maybe adults don't have bikes in the family for whatever reason, or it's just easier to fit a small bike in the car. Not necessarily easy to fit a large bike, so I think that's what makes having a bike share program super cool, is you can pick it up wherever you are and you don't have to feel like you have to bring your own bike or haul your bike or ride really far from home to get to the trail. So Lake Wasatch is a good spot. The library also has really decent usage, and I think that's just because libraries are just, they're a comfortable space. Mm-hmm. Anyone feels welcome coming to the library, especially the one here in town. So I just love that we have a station there. And then we also have one close to the farmer's market, mm-hmm. which I think is also really nice because it's on a trail and it's a little bit different because you get a river view. Mm-hmm. It's really pretty during the fall, during the summer. It's an easy trail to navigate. It pretty much just goes out and back. So it's been really cool to just to watch all the people ride the bikes as I'm walking around town or driving. And I'm like, hey, there's a River Riders bike.
The programs seemed very successful. And it seems to be going very well, and we're really thankful for it. It's been come in handy also with a lot of events. I know, but Science by the River last weekend, they were being used for that, and some other great events too. And I think they've also been a reminder to people too, even if they have bikes, and like, oh, you know, I haven't gone on a bike ride in a while, or oh, me and the kids haven't gone for a bike ride in a while, or something.
Yes.
We've also seen the popularity of this grow with some of the events, with some like a riding with Sheriff Becker. Or some of those, the bike rides, the community bike rides they've done.
Yeah.
That's been a real nice, you know, chance not only to promote this and remind people about it, let people know about it, but it's been really cool to be able to see more people are able to do events like that because of these.
Because of these, yeah, I know. I think it's super awesome. And it's crazy to think that we've been doing the bike ride events with Sheriff Becker or local law enforcement in general for almost 6-7 years by now, which is just crazy to think about. And I just love that they've been so willing to come to these events. I mean, they could go without them, but they're always like, let us know when you're doing the next bike ride. Mm-hmm. We want to be there. I'm like, okay.
You know, one other thing, too, and this may not come to a lot of people's minds, but one of the first things I thought of with this program, too, is there's a lot of kids out there that can't afford a bike. They don't have a bike. I remember what it was like being one of those kids, and all my friends had bikes, and I didn't. You couldn't ride with them and everything. This gives an opportunity for that.
It does. Yeah, I know. They are, like, more adult-sized bikes, but I find I do see a lot of younger, like, teens mm-hmm. riding the bikes, and I just think that's so cool. Because I do see quite a few kids on their bikes, like out on their own, which is great. That's a lot of trust, but it's awesome. Mm-hmm. I think we have a safe community. Mm-hmm. But like, yeah, if your friends are all going out and you don't have a bike, maybe you guys plan to meet up near a bike share station so you can grab one of the River Riders bikes. It's a neat accessibility piece that this program brings.
The community's really supported this too. Not only with using these bikes, but spreading the word about them too. Word of mouth has gone so far for these as well. And that's been cool to see.
It has been really cool. And I mean, when the program started 10 or so years ago by now, which is crazy to say, mm-hmm. But it was something that the community identified as a need. It was their idea. We had meetings, focus groups, and what came out of it was having some sort of shared bike program. And it started really like grassroots. Used to go to the mm-hmm. library and pick up a bike, and it was just, it's kind of funny to think of how far programs like Bike Share in general have come from picking it out and filling out your paper form, leaving your driver's license or something to make sure you came back, and now you can just do it on your phone.
That's
in an
crazy.
App.
Isn't I hadn't crazy? Thought about that. Wow, it really has come a long ways
yes.
from there. That's really impressive. And we mentioned events that are really fun for this. We've got a really fun one to kind of wrap up the season, if you will.
Yeah, I love our community bike rides. They typically do happen at Lake Wazeecha, and that's the one that I came here to talk about today. It's the fall community bike ride, and I'm partial to fall. I love fall. I have a birthday in fall. I got married in the fall. So fall is like my jam.
I'm with you. My favorite season by
it's
far.
It's so
away.
Pretty. So we've got our fall community bike ride. It's next Wednesday, October 16th, and it does start at 5 p.m. We have always tried to find what's that sweet spot of time because the sun's going down earlier. You don't want to get trapped in the dark on the trails. So I think 5 p.m. has become our fall standard time. So we will be out there at Lake Wazeecha at White Sands Beach, and you can meet us in the parking lot right by the bike share station is where we'll kind of rendezvous.
And this is an event that is open to the public, free to everybody?
Free to everybody, family friendly. So bring your kiddos, bring your neighbors, bring people you don't know and
yes.
tell them to come enjoy
yes.
a bike ride. It's short. I mean, it takes about 40-ish minutes to get around the lake. It's only 4 miles. And yeah, you can bring your own bike, bring your helmet. But if, like we were talking about earlier, if you don't have a bike or you live too far to ride your bike to the lake or your bike doesn't fit in your vehicle, we have bikes there for rent. I will check them out. You don't have to worry about paying for the bike. It'll be it's a free event, completely free. Like mm-hmm. whether you check out a bike or not, we've got you covered.
With that, is this an event people need to register for?
You don't have to register. You can just show up. It's super casual. It's very laid back. If you show up too, I have some River Riders Bike Share t-shirts. So those will be available for free. I've got all sorts of sizes while supplies last, but I have quite a few. So I think we should be good.
I got to show up just to get one of those.
Seriously,
that's a great
cool
shirt. That's a great idea. And all of this is wonderful. And it involves one of our locals around here and a guy that we're very familiar with joins us once a month. Sheriff Sean Becker.
Yes, I'm so happy to have Sheriff Becker with us. He's been with us, like I said, 6 or 7 years. He's come to all of our bike rides. I think it's a really neat space to have your local law enforcement in a very relaxed, casual setting where you can feel like you can connect with them. And one thing I was reflecting on this morning while I was driving here, our law enforcement in general, just they show up. They come to all of the events, whether it's a bike ride or the community food drives. I mean, I was there last September, or this past September, and Sheriff Becker was just directing traffic, greeting people. I mean, we have really awesome law enforcement in our town, and I just love that they want to be a part of it, because not just because they feel like they have to, but they just care and they get fun out of it.
Well said. Very well said, Hannah. I second everything you were saying there. With Sean, too, one of the things the audience, maybe you get to see it if you go to Wisconsin Rapids Community Video and watch the interviews him and I do. But when he talks about things like this, he lights up. Oh. He just genuinely really loves these things. I think, in one, because certainly being outside, riding bike, that's stuff that he likes and everything. Yeah. But being able to have that one-on-one connection with your community, being able to build that bridge between you and your citizens, mm-hmm. and building that trust there, that means more than I think he could put into words, mm-hmm. And how important it is going forward, having that bond, having those connections are vital to our communities, yeah. going forward. But among all this, all that is very important. But one of the biggest things that him and I and many others try to bring attention to with an event like this is the idea that it's the adults, certainly they matter, but kids, mm-hmm. and little kids being able to interact with and seeing a person with a badge as a human being, doing things with their parents, mm-hmm. building these connections, building these bridges, so that if that child hopefully never does, but if they ever mm-hmm. do need a police officer, they're comfortable going to one. Right. In the community, having a trust in that, building that bond. This is a fun event, but it also has these kind of like side stories, these side mm-hmm. layers to it and everything that really add to this event having such meaning to it.
Yes, yeah, I love that. I think that's so true. It's a really neat place to see them as role models, and just, yeah, like you said, be comfortable with them and feel like you can turn to them. They're there for you. They're protecting you. I think that's a really nice way to put it all. That was beautiful. And the other thing that I love, too, is I have retired Police Chief Mel Peterson. So he's the Grand Rapids Police Chief, former Grand Rapids Police Chief. And he, like, as he was retiring, he really wanted to be a part of the bike rides going forward. And I just love that he connected on them so much and still is like, let me know, like, yeah. in my retirement. And I hope he's staying very busy in retirement in the best way. And he still wants to come out for bike rides. So.
Yeah. Hope you're enjoying your retirement, sir. And I love that he wanted to be a part of this. Yeah. Can I still be, if I'm retired, yeah. can I still be a part of it?
Yes.
That's fantastic. Again, the River Riders Bike Share Fall Community Bike Ride. When is this taking place again, Hannah?
Wednesday, October 16th at 5 p.m. over at White Sands Beach at Lake Wazicha.
Should be plenty of bikes down there for everybody. Get on over there and get there early so you can get one of those cool t-shirts.
Yes.
Be sure to do that. I am a large. Grab an extra. No. Get down there, everybody, and check this out. And get one thing I wanted to mention before we wrapped up here and everything. It is fall. It's a beautiful time of year, but we also know what that means. Winter is coming.
Winter is coming.
Get outside while you can. Enjoy these bike rides while you can before we got to put bikes away, everybody.
Yes.
As far as when the bikes might be stored, when is that going to be happening here?
So we've been having gorgeous fall weather. I don't know about you, but I've been loving this weather, mm-hmm. and I hope it stays for Wednesday. But we should be able to have bikes out for rent, just in general at all three stations until the end of October.
Cool.
So we got some time.
Yeah, got some time there. Enjoy the River Riders Bike Share Fall Community Bike Ride with Sheriff Sean Becker coming up next Wednesday, October 16th. They're meeting over at White Sands Beach at Lake Wazicha at 5 o'clock. Head on over there, everybody. Speaking with Hannah Wendell Scott from UW Extension, and Hannah, one of the other things that we wanted to focus on today with our time is our Wisconsin Rapids downtown farmers market.
Yes, I love farmers market season. It's one of my favorite parts about this community here in Rapids. And tomorrow is the last day.
Yeah. That's crazy to think of.
I know that it came so fast. And I think we opened mid-June and now we're kind of closing out mid-October. And it's just been a really awesome season. We've had more vendors than we have in the past, which is fantastic. We love to see our market grow. And we've just had so many community members coming both Thursdays and Saturdays. They're both very different vibes, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Oh,
Thursday
yeah.
and Saturday, you have different vendors. So if you can and you're able and work allows, try to come to both days. It's been really cool to see everybody show up this year.
It's an event that we talk about quite a bit because we love to support locals, support our ag industry, support our local vendors. Mm-hmm. So many of these things that are wonderful about this event. I had heard rumblings that, wow, I don't know if I've ever seen this many vendors down there before. To actually, hear you say that, it makes sense, but it's cool to hear still.
Yes,
that's really impressive.
It's been great. Yeah, everybody. Well, we even throughout the whole season, you'll get new people reaching out and asking, do you have any room? Can we still come and vend? Or can we just try it out for a day? Which we do allow day passes. Mm-hmm. So if you are curious about what is it like to vend at a farmer's market, I'm a little unsure. We offer that for $10 just for the day. And then if you like it, you could pick it up at any point in time, as long as we have the space. And I mean, we can make that street go pretty far. So we do have a lot of room, which is that's one reason why we love the location of the market. Yeah.
Yeah. The location's perfect. Yes. It's great. Not only with the river and everything, but because of what you say there, with being able to, you know, add on to it and everything. Yeah. That's pretty cool. And gives us an opportunity to mention as well, you know, there's always next summer. You know, if you want to, whether it's the winter farmer's market, if that doesn't work for you, the summer market will be around before you know it.
Yeah, I know. It's just crazy. After the holidays and kind of winter starts to quiet down, we honestly start planning for the market in March. We put a lot of time into planning the market. It is a large market. We're very fortunate here in our community to have such a booming market. And we spend a lot of time with our vendors, making sure we have regular start of season meetings, end of season meetings. We offer a survey for our vendors. I mean, we want it to be the best that it can be for our vendors and for us as community members too.
Is there a time that is a good time to reach out if you want to try to reserve a spot or be a part of this next year?
Yeah, I would say anytime, starting like now, because we have a lot of vendors that just carry over through from the end of the season. They're like, yep, mark me down already. I know I want to be here next season. But we do start to fill up spaces fast. And so I know I said we can extend it pretty far, but it's still good to kind of reserve your spot and have peace of mind. So you could start reaching out to us right now. Usually people will message us through Facebook, but you can also give us a phone call too, which I can share my number at the end.
Yeah. Yeah. And we'll make sure to get that information out there for you. You know, another thing that has really grown with this event is the amount of like kind of side things that you have going on, the face painting and some of the things involved for the kids, some of the entertainment stuff that has been added over the years.
Yeah. I love that our market is more than just a place to shop. It's a place to spend time to get your goodies and get your shopping in, but then you can stay, bring your family, get your face painted, grab a balloon twist from our balloon twister. And there's always someone who kind of sets up and just plays some light music. Mm-hmm. It's a very nice ambiance. I love that so much. I don't know that a lot of markets make you feel like you can spend more than just 10 minutes shopping around. Yeah. I think that's pretty special, and that's just a testament to how much our community appreciates having a farmer's market.
I feel like pretty much every Saturday I've driven past it this summer, and I've stopped a couple of times, but even just driving past, it gives you this good vibe, let alone showing up there and everything, the music and everything you hear going past. It's catchy. It really pulls you in. Yeah. And it's really great to be able to give kids another opportunity, something else fun to do. Again, just like I was saying with Sheriff Becker and the ride program, this is another one of those things where you see the kids see adults, see their parents buying local goods, talking to local vendors, doing these things. We need more of that stuff. And it is the essence of buying local and supporting local.
Yes.
And it really shows that example to kids. And it's fun for the kids. They have fun things to do down there and stuff. So that's a win-win.
Yes, it is. And I am a nutrition educator for UW Extension. So Farmers Market is just, it ties really nicely into what I do. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I love is just seeing parents take their kids to the market and get them involved in the shopping. Mm-hmm. I mean, that role modeling piece for just getting used to trying new things, looking for fruits and veggies, shopping local. What does that mean? It's really neat to see. And I encourage so many families, if they are able to do that, bring your kids to the market. It's going to make a huge difference.
Mm-hmm. One of the biggest reasons why we champion this event is certainly to help our ag industry and our local vendors, and giving them more opportunities to sell their goods and make a living, quite bluntly. But it also gives an opportunity for creatives in the community. There is not a ton of opportunities for if you are a balloon, you know, former or a face painter or a musician or an artist or something. There's just never enough opportunities for those. So here is another opening for that and a job creator, really. So that part of this has been very unique and very cool to our particular farmers market.
Yes, I know. I just love it. I am biased, but I think we have one of the best markets in the state.
Yeah, I agree. When it comes to, we mentioned vendors before, but if you are a creative, if you are somebody that does something with kids, like, you know, face painting or something, or if you're an artist, a musician that maybe plays some acoustic guitar or some kind of music that would fit well with that, similar to the vendors, should they reach out to you soon?
Yeah, they should reach out to us soon. As long as if you're making something, as long as it's made in Wisconsin, you are welcome at our market. We do like to keep that local focus. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of the markets around the state do that as well, so it's not unheard of. But we do like to try to make sure that you're making something. It's a local good. We want to appreciate all the things that we have in our community, and one way is keeping things local as much as we can. You could come from anywhere in the state if you wanted to, but a lot of our vendors are only from around Wood County. There's a couple Marathon and Adams, and they like to spread around through the other markets in central Wisconsin. But when you come to the market, it's very local and it's awesome.
It's so nice to be able to do that too, to know that your dollars, your cents are really going into the community, helping people in the community. It goes a long way.
It does.
Hannah, though, I know we're friends. I know we're having a good time here, but every once in a while, I got to ask a hard question.
Yes.
So that's my journalistic job. I have to. What about the Winter's Farmer Market, Hannah? Will we have a Winter's Farmer Market?
I have seen on Facebook that yes, we will have a Winter Farmer Market. It is not associated with the health department and the Wisconsin Rapids downtown farmers market, but they're very good friends. And the coolest part, I think, that I didn't realize right at first, but the winter farmers market is at the Moravian Church, which is literally at the end of the summer farmers market. So I have really high hopes for like how the future and how if we could link these markets together. That's a long project and a big idea, but I just think it would be really cool to have our markets kind of come together because they are right next to each other. But I'm so happy that the Moravian Church kind of got that market started, and they are a space for vendors who normally they only have time during the summer to do this, or they just don't have enough events, like you said. I mean, we're lucky. We do have quite a few events within Wisconsin Rapids that vendors can go to, but to have a dedicated time every week, and the Moravian Church stepped up, and now there's a space for that.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
It's great, and when we get more information on when that is opening and everything, we'll certainly get it out to the audience. And one of the things that I appreciate about the time with you, Hannah, is when you share things behind the curtain with us a little bit there, just what you're talking about there, that project with the winter farm market, this farmer market, whatever happens with that or doesn't, I love that we have people in these positions that are constantly creating and are always looking for ways to make things better. We have a great farmer's market. You and I have just been talking about this. It's awesome. If you went in next year and did everything you did this summer, you'll knock it out the park. That'd be great. But that's not you. That's not what you're going to do. And I appreciate that. I really do. And I know how much the community appreciates it. Adding these little things here and there, what might not seem that big to some is huge to others. And that's what a lot of this is about.
Yeah. I mean, we hear the feedback. We hear you when you reach out and talk about, for example, parking. We know that parking is really tricky by the market. Mm-hmm. That's one of the downfalls to having it where it is. And we're always trying to think of, okay, how can we make that better? Mm-hmm. We're trying to work with, and the city's been great to work with the city of Wisconsin Rapids. They help us think through thoughts and ideas. So we hear you. And if you do have suggestions or thoughts, please share them with us. We do want to hear how the community likes or what they might not like in the moment about the market. I mean, that's what makes something successful, is listening to what people need and want.
Well said. You can check out the Winter Farmers Market, or the Wisconsin Rapids Farmers Market, one more time this Saturday from 8 to 2 over at 221st Avenue South. And again, we'll let you know when the Winter Farmers Market opens up. And be sure to mark on your calendar the River Riders Bike Share Fall Community Bike Share coming up on Wednesday, October 16th at 5 o'clock over at Lake Wasicha in White Sands Beach. And Hannah, if people have follow-up questions, want to know more, or reach out to you about some of the things we talked about today, how can they get in hold of you?
Yeah, please give me a call. My office phone number is 715-421-8530.
Appreciate the time, as always, Hannah. Good to talk to you. We'll have to hang out again real soon, okay?
Yes, we will. Thank you, James.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Join James and Southwood County Humane Society for Pet of the Week on Thursdays at 9 a.m. Stay up to date on needs, events, and available pets. Over 100 pets have been adopted thanks to area sponsors. To learn how to help, call Ashley at 715-496-0710.
Luann Goetz is your local Wisconsin Rapids Medicare specialist. For over 27 years, she's been helping individuals find the right Medicare coverage and is dedicated to ensuring you get the best plan for your needs. If you're nearing Medicare age or considering a switch, let Luann guide you through the process. With her personalized service and commitment to your health, you are in safe hands. Your Medicare peace of mind starts with Luann Goetz. Call 715-424-4393 today or visit ticinsurance.com.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on WFHR.com. Your news, just for Wisconsin Rapids and surrounding communities. I'm Melissa Kay with WFHR News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A teenage inmate at Wisconsin's prison for boys is pleading not guilty to two felonies and a counselor's death this summer. Donald Trump has claimed the Biden-Harris administration let more than 400,000 convicted criminals into the U.S. But is that true? Here's Tricia Young.
In Prairie du Chien, Donald Trump claimed Kamala Harris let in over 425,000 convicted criminals. However, ICE says that figure covers non-citizens convicted of crimes over the past 40 years, both before and after entering the U.S. Most of these individuals entered before the Biden administration. Research shows undocumented immigrants are not more likely than native-born Americans to commit crimes. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch.
This is Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Let's Keep Talking Parent and Caregiver Series is next Tuesday in Marshfield. This month, they're talking about youth vaping prevention. Joanne Greenlee with the School District of Marshfield will talk about why teens vape and how to help. It'll be at the Marshfield Public Library on October 15th at 6 p.m. They'll be meeting in the Felker Room. Minnesota Governor and Democratic Vice Presidential Candidate Tim Walz is coming to Wisconsin on Monday. Walz will first appear at an event in Eau Claire before traveling to Green Bay. Walz was in Eau Claire in August. For his Monday Eau Claire visit, the Harris-Walz campaign said that Walz will speak directly to voters, but no other details are available. It's the latest of several stops by candidates from both parties in the past 2 months in Wisconsin. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump was in Dodge County earlier this week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's been 30 years since the film Speed was released. In honor of the milestone, Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock reunited in Los Angeles at the Egyptian Theater for an anniversary screening. The film made Bullock a star. She was joined after the screening by Reeves for a Q&A. Reeves talked about working with Dennis Hopper and of the professionalism shown by Jeff Daniels, and at one point said, "We knew we were making something wacky." I guess that means he's proud of the film. If you're feeling nostalgic and aren't into Halloween movies, check out the re-release of The Nightmare Before Christmas, which actually might remind you of Halloween. The film hits theaters this weekend for a limited run. The Tim Burton film was originally released in 1993. The stop animation film will be playing on over 1,000 screens across America this weekend. The film received a 95% fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes and a 92% with audiences. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Thickening clouds for tonight with a low in the low 40s. And mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a high only around 60 degrees. Breezy with clouds and some showers around Sunday, high only mid-50s. Frosty weather to start off Monday and Tuesday mornings. Right now it's 76.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there and in less than a year opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965 following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning on Up North News Radio, the group Veterans for Responsible Leadership weighs in on what vets should be thinking about before casting a ballot next month.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Friday, October 11th, 2024. I have your host, James, here with you, and we're joined today by a couple of great people. We're going to be talking about the Wisconsin Rapids Area Sports Commission. We're doing that thanks to our friends at the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau. We say a big shout-out and thank you to them. More information on how you can find out about them in just a little bit. But let's dive right in and introduce our guests today. First, we have Nathan Plim with us, Marketing Sales Manager with the Wisconsin Rapids Area Bureau. Nathan, good to see you.
Yeah, you as well, James. It's glad to be here.
You're not here enough, man. We got to get you in studio more often. It's good to have you here. We appreciate you. And Nathan, you brought in a good friend and an award winner here. We have Mr. Dave Kantz with us. Dave is the head coach for the Win at Wisconsin Rapids Swim Club.
Yeah. Dave has been a really great asset to the not just us here at the CVB, but also the sports community, specifically the swim community here in Wisconsin Rapids. So we're happy to have him.
We'll be putting Dave on the spot. I mean, asking him questions in just a little bit. Dave, thank you very much for being here.
Yeah, it's been a great opportunity to represent the swim club, and I listen to your show all the time, so I'm glad to be a part of it today. And looking forward to it.
We appreciate that, Dave, and appreciate you. Nathan, before we dive into the event itself, the details, some of the new things that you guys have added to it this year, can we talk a little bit about what the Wisconsin Rapids Area Sports Commission is?
Absolutely. So for over 20 years, the Wisconsin Rapids Area Sports Commission has existed here in our city, and we have some really great growth in the past couple of years. Mm-hmm. The Sports Commission has always been an entity that is trying to build sports teams, facilities, industry here in our area. And there's some really exciting things that are coming up from this group in the past couple of years. We updated our mission, vision, and purpose. There's a lot more engagement in the meetings in recent years. But basically the Sports Commission is looking to empower and expand the growth and community integration of local sports here in Wisconsin Rapids. We really focus on regional development for sports organizations' growth and success. And we're trying to be that central resource or hub, if you will, for sports organizations, events, facilities, anyone looking in that space for information and help with whatever their initiatives are. The Sports Commission is here to help with those ideas.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to what sports is to society and to a community, on a large level, on a small level, it has its place. And as we go on here in society, we're seeing more and more how important and how big sports can be. Mm-hmm. For every one of us that love to take in every sport we can, and I'm a sports nerd, I'll admit, I grew up in a sports family. I love winning and losing. I love the scores. I love the stats. I love all of that. But I think that when you get to this level of what we're talking about here, it becomes so much bigger than wins and losses and championships and some of these things. We talk about this a lot with a lot of the coaches that join us on our shows and everything. And Coach Paul, who will be coming up a little bit later, joins us every other week from the River Kings. We talk with our Rafters guys and stuff. And even on that level, there's this there's an underlying kind of story to sports, and it's the human being and the human experience. Mm-hmm. And for every kid Coach Dave, I'm sure that you can touch on this better than I can. For every athlete you have come in there and becoming a swimmer, we don't know if many of them may go on and do Olympic swimming or continue swimming even in high school. But we do know that they can learn some lessons while they're doing this. They can learn sportsmanship. They can learn working with others, communication, teamwork. So many life lessons that whatever they do in the future, those lessons will come in handy. They will have a place. They are able to learn these things through swimming, through sports.
Well, it's not just the swimming piece. It's the real event that they're coming to us, they're having a lot of fun, mm-hmm. they're learning a sport, and they're competing. And what you just said about not only winning, but there's also a losing factor of it. Mm-hmm. And we try to celebrate each time that they hit the water, because if they get a personal best, well, then that means they've done their, you know, they've done what they're supposed to do and they've done their best. But, you know, it goes a lot further. As being a substitute teacher here in Rapids, I see the kids that are in sports are a lot more focused. They're showing the class on time. They're doing their homework. Hmm. They have a, in some cases, in many cases, they have a good parental background so that the parents are on board with all of the activities that they do. So we look at this as an educational piece, not only for the student to become more of a citizen, but it's also a recreational piece. You know, as we compete in other communities, we're exposing our kids to Black River Falls, Ladysmith, Merrill, you know, other communities that we go to. And it just gives them a better overall activity that we really enjoy with our kids. And when I see, when I go into, like I say, a middle school, I can pick out the athletes right away, whether they're in track or basketball or if they're in the softball. I mean, right away, they just have a look about them that is just a little bit above, you know, what you're going to see in the normal students that might be around.
Yeah, that's a good note. Thank you for that, Dave. Appreciate it. The Sports Commission, Nathan, also is meeting quarterly. I wanted to let the audience know about that as well.
Yeah, yep. So the Sports Commission is a group of local sports organizations, facilities, teams, people involved in the sports industry coming together, like you said, quarterly, to talk about things that they're doing individually with their programs and also what the sports community could use in terms of resources, help, and support. So very, very much focused on collaboration, and we would love for more people to become involved in those quarterly meetings. Those meetings are open to the public. Mm-hmm. Typically, they've been taking place on the first Wednesday of every third month. So the next one coming up is going to be Wednesday, December 4th at 5 p.m., and that's held in the Lincoln High School Flex Room. If anyone's looking to get more information in advance about that, they can reach out to me or the Convention and Visitors Bureau, and we can give our contact information later.
We will definitely wrap up with that. And great to hear. Not only that that you guys meet quarterly, I think that's a great time for that, but the idea of opening this up to the community and all are welcome to it and everything, that's a really cool way to do this. And I imagine brings a lot of feedback, a lot of data that you can use from that.
It does. I mean, what we do at the CVB, we can't do it in terms of sports promotion and marketing, we can't do that without the support of our local teams, facilities, partners, and the individuals behind those organizations. We rely very much on the expertise and skills of these sports leaders in our community, and that's what these meetings are all about, is engaging each other, sharing resources, and finding ways for people not involved in sports to perhaps get involved, find new opportunities, and see what they can do in the sports realm.
Let's talk about the award ceremony. We'll give you the details of when it's coming up in a moment. But first, let's talk about the awards themselves and what's new this year.
Yeah, so for many years now, the Wisconsin Rapids Area Sports Commission has been hosting an annual MVP award celebration. And the purpose of that award was to acknowledge individuals that demonstrate commitment, creativity, and dynamic energy toward growing sports here in our community and sports tourism. Now, like I mentioned, there are some exciting things happening this year specifically. So for the 2024 awards celebration, the Sports Commission has added two new award categories in addition to the previous MVP award. Those two categories are Rookie of the Year and Lifetime Achievement. So we're really excited to have some more options for the award celebration. And I'm going to break down what those awards mean a little bit. So starting off with Rookie of the Year, that award honors a new leader in the sports industry who, you know, shows exceptional talent, dedication, and is in their first 1 or 2 years of being here in Wisconsin Rapids and working with a local organization. The Most Valuable Person Award, or the MVP Award, honors a coach, leader, manager, or even a supporting volunteer who has at least 3 years of experience and active involvement with their organization locally. And again, exceptional leadership, dedication, and contributions to the sports industry. And finally, we have Lifetime Achievement. Now, a Lifetime Achievement Award recipient is very much recognized as having extensive experience and lots of positive impact on the area. So this individual will have 20 or more years of significant lasting impact. And again, all of this is focused on the Wisconsin Rapids area, so not just the city, but our surrounding communities as well.
I've been working behind the scenes for quite a while trying to get Nathan to also add on to the list greatest sports host of a local sports show. Yep. No reason whatsoever, not because I host Playmakers at all. In all seriousness, what a great idea to add these to this. The MVP award is really cool and wonderful, but what a great idea to be able to highlight other individuals in our community. One, certainly the people that have put so much time into this industry. Much like Dave, a lot of our coaches are also teachers. Mm-hmm. Gives us an opportunity to highlight that, to show the work that these individuals do for our community and for our kids. But the idea of the Rookie Award is... it's got so many layers to it. One, mm-hmm. wonderful to highlight these individuals that are new to this area or new to the sports field. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. That's fun. It's also an introduction. It's also another way to really introduce them to the community or to let the community know about them and the particular sport they're doing.
And that's exactly what we're hoping to do with the award celebration every year. Mm-hmm. Is it's an opportunity for not just people involved in sports to learn more about what's happening or what has been accomplished in the past year, mm-hmm. but also for community members who may have no idea about what's happening in the sports world, learn about all the great opportunities in Wisconsin Rapids. I mean, we have sports that people don't really associate with Central Wisconsin, everything from baseball and softball to swimming to curling to all these different sorts of organizations. We're really grateful to have such a variety here in Central Wisconsin.
And certainly all of this that we've touched on is really important, and it is also worth noting that what sports bring in economic wise to the area, and our area has flourished in many ways because of our sports, and vice versa because of the community supporting these sports. There isn't a whole lot of communities that have a local baseball, two local baseball teams, a hockey team, along with all of the great high school sports that we have and high school mm-hmm. activities that we have.
Yeah. Like I said, Central Wisconsin is really blessed to have so many different facilities and a variety of those. So, from golf for all levels of play to a beautiful Rapids area sports complex, being able to host more of those regional and statewide tournaments, even to things like the Southwood County Rec Center and hosting the River Kings and mm-hmm. our hockey teams and other events, different utilizations of that facility. It's awesome.
I didn't even mention we've got a great curling club a stone's throw away from us here and everything. We got so much great sports in this area, and mm-hmm. all of it not only is great and fun activities, but also the economic impact that it can make, and that is certainly noteworthy when it comes to this conversation too.
Absolutely. Sports and recreation coming to Wisconsin Rapids is crucial for economic impact and the economic development of our area. We're because of our central location, and our affordability here in Wisconsin Rapids, we're really a prime destination mm-hmm. for tournaments, games, different organizations to bring their events here to Central Wisconsin and support our local economy by bringing those people in. They're putting people in hotels and other lodging properties. People are coming for a sports tournament and then going out for dinner and seeing a show. They're experiencing more than just the sports game, and that's what we're here to help with.
The largest water ski show tournament in the world is here. We really do bring a lot to this area. And being in Central Wisconsin, we're pretty much 2 hours away from anything.
Exactly.
So if you're a school in Madison, if you're a school from up north or something, having an event here, it makes sense. It works out for all teams and everything. There's a lot of advantages with this that sports are able to take advantage of in our area and really highlight. It's wonderful. Mm-hmm. When it comes to these awards, do we know who won these awards yet? Do we have the individuals named yet?
Yes. Hey. And we are very, very excited to be announcing these. So for the Rookie of the Year, the 2024 Rookie of the Year award is actually our very own Dave Kuntz with the Wisconsin Rapids Area Swim Club.
In studio even. How about that?
Yeah. So Dave is our Rookie of the Year award recipient. Congratulations, Dave.
We're
very happy to be able to recognize all the great work that you've been doing the past
thank
year,
you.
Year or two.
We're just in our first year, so we're starting our second school year with the kids, and we had tryouts here last week, and we have 17 new families to add, along with our traditional 35 swimmers that we already have. We had four state competitors last year that did a fantastic job with us, and we were involved with a number of cities here, because we actually have a full conference that we have anywhere from Tomahawk to Black River Falls and all parts in between.
Real quick, I want to mention Dave. Dave is head of the Wisconsin Rapid Swim Club, the Kraken. We didn't get to mention that. So just for the audience to know what you're referring to there, sir. Congratulations
yes,
for that.
Yes, thank you very much. It's been great to be recognized by the community, and we are part of the rec department, and they've just done a fantastic job for us, and we've now formed our own parent group, so we are a traditional 501(c) organization here in town. So we have the rec department handling our registration fees, coaching salaries, those types of things, and then our parent group is all behind us with the activities that we do throughout the school year.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, Dave. You were getting into a bit of the details of what the Wisconsin Rapid Swim Club is and the different conferences and some of that stuff. So please continue with what you were saying.
Okay. So we're part of the Central Wisconsin Swim Conference. And it's an organization that, oddly enough, started right here in the Port Edwards YMCA Wisconsin Rapids probably about 40 years ago, and has been evolved now into probably 10, 12 teams: Rhinelander, Rice Lake, Merrill, Medford, Bloomer, Eau Claire, Phillips, and even Ladysmith all have swim teams, but some of them, you know, are real small. They're not as large as we are, but there are some clubs too that are in the 80 and the 90 area. So once we compete with our district area and our conference, we join together as the Northern Lake Aquatics Club, and then we compete against the rest of the state. And oddly enough, NLAC won the regional meet last year at the Fond du Lac, and then we went on to swim, you know, with our age groups. We are an age group type of team. So kids swim against their own age group. So we have 8 and unders, 11 and 12, 13, 14, and then the seniors. So there is, it's not like you're putting an 8-year-old against a high school kid, you know, so they really get a chance to do that. So
very cool. And what a wonderful program for the kids, and also certainly for the parents and everybody involved in this. That's a wonderful one. Dave, you also teach here at Lincoln as well.
Yeah, I do. I bought a place out in City Point and moved up here, and I sat out there for a couple of years and thought, you know, I got to get back into this. So I applied, and now I'm a substitute teacher throughout the district for Wisconsin Rapids and Assumption. So I get to see a lot of kids. Moved here a couple of years ago, and my background in swimming is I did the same thing, you know, age group swimming through the high school. Managed to make it to the Minnesota State meet and NCAA tournament when I went to Stout.
Well done. Nice.
And then got a chance to come here and teach. And then I've been in the Milwaukee area for about 20 years, and I have two children that moved up into this area. My daughter is a fourth grade teacher for the school system here, and my son works for a local industry, a manufacturing industry.
Cool.
So I decided to come and thought I would bring my talents, and here we are.
Thank you to you for that, and to the kids for the work that they're putting into the community and everything. We appreciate you, Dave, and congratulations on the award. Very well earned and deserved, sir.
Oh, thank you very much.
We'll get to you. We'll wrap up with you and as well, Dave, of how people can find out more about the Kraken and some of that. Nathan, I wanted to touch on the other award winners and certainly the celebration itself in the last couple of minutes we have here.
Absolutely. So for our next award, the Most Valuable Person or the MVP award, again, going to a coach, leader, or manager, supporting volunteer with 3 years experience. I'm very happy to announce that person is Paul Peckman with the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings USPHL hockey team. Paul has been such a pillar in our community for a couple of years now, and he really has been instrumental in not only opening up opportunities for his hockey team players to move on to the next level, but also he is really, really community focused. And you know, the River Kings are out at tons of community events. Paul is teaching these guys how to not just be good hockey players, but to be good humans. And that's essential in the sports community. So congratulations to Paul and the River Kings. Very well deserved. Like I said, pillar of our community, and River Kings are very much valued by the Wisconsin Rapids area.
Coach Paul will be joining us on Monday. We'll be talking him, putting him on the spot on this one. I'm going to talk. I want to know his speech. I want to talk with him about that one. He's a great, great individual. A wonderful asset to this community. And what he brings to the community is bigger than hockey. It really is. Mm-hmm. We appreciate him. And we got another award winner, too.
Absolutely. So our last award category, the Lifetime Achievement Award. Again, an individual that has had a significant lasting impact. And this year, we're happy to say that is Bob Galitta from the Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools as his time as a baseball coach. Mm-hmm. So congratulations to Bob. He has a lot under his belt in terms of success stories, not just as a teacher at Lincoln High School for over 34 years, but also as a coach. You know, he became the baseball head coach in 1994, winning 4 conference championships, 8 sectional appearances, all during his tenure. And, you know, he's been inducted into the Wisconsin Baseball Coaches Association Hall of Fame. That was just last year in 2023. And there's so much more that I would love to share about Bob.
We could spend a whole show on Bob. Right. We could spend a whole show on him. We appreciate you, Mr. Galitta. He's still Mr. Galitta to me. I still got to call him that. We appreciate you, sir. And a great choice for that award. All great choices. All great things to go on for a wonderful event. When is the event happening? What are the details, Nathan?
Absolutely. I did want to mention real quick that all these nominations came in from the community. So these folks that you're hearing about receiving these awards, we receive those nominations for each of these from community members and their peers. And we're really excited to be honoring and recognizing them on Thursday, November 7th at Bullseye Golf Club. That event is going to run from 6 to about 9 p.m. It's going to have some really great chances for networking and a cocktail hour hosted by the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. And we're excited to be introducing a little bit of entertainment this year for the first time at this event by the Lincoln High School Jazz Band.
That's
so
awesome.
You know, connecting schools, connecting sports, and it's really great. But yeah, so the events, we're going to have some hors d'oeuvres, you know, soft drinks, desserts. There will be a cash bar available. Reservations are required for the event, and the cost to attend is going to be $25 per person. There's going to be 8 seats to a table, and attendees have the option to RSVP individually or reserve a table. And what we're doing in hopes that we get some more folks there, if you reserve a table, you can get 1 seat free. So just $175 for the whole table there. Save some money. Bring your friends, family, all the supporters you can for Wisconsin Rapids area sports. RSVPs are due by Wednesday, October 23rd, with the name and number of guests in your party. And people can reserve a spot for the event by calling the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau at 715-422-4650 or sending me an email at marketing@visitwisrapids.com.
Fantastic, man. We're really looking forward to this, Nathan. Thank you again for the time and all the information.
Absolutely.
Coach Dave, I did want to let people know if they have questions about the Kraken or want to know more about the swim team, is there a way to reach you?
Yeah, the rec department really is taking care of our registration pieces. Mm-hmm. And you can call the recreation department at 715-421-8240.
Perfect.
And then, or you can go to their webpage, the recreation webpage, or you can go to the Wisconsin Rapids Swim Club Facebook page as well. And we have all the information listed there.
Excellent. Our community is that much stronger and better because of the individual works of you guys and so many of the people we mentioned today. Appreciate both of you. Appreciate all the conversation. You guys have a great weekend.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you
as well.
Sir.
We want to send a big thank you to Pam Hilke and the amazing scheduling she does week in and week out, too. We appreciate you, Pam, and appreciate all of you, the best listeners in radio. We'll be back next week with more Midday Magazine right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Joint Council 389, based here in Milwaukee. They have endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz for president and vice president.
Trump offers nothing to a regular working class person. Talking about not taxing tips and not taxing overtime. Well, you don't have to tax overtime if there is no more overtime. That's in his Project 2025.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
Will White Schoolhouse behind is the birthplace of the Republican Party. Executive Director of the Ripon Area Chamber of Commerce, Mandy Kimes.
Whether you love politics or you aren't even interested, there is something here because those ideals and values and lessons and courage can influence us today to be active citizens and to be willing to take a stand. And really, ordinary people in an ordinary place doing extraordinary things.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'm joined by Will Ragland, Center for American Progress Action Fund's Vice President of Research. We're going to talk about Trump's failed record on manufacturing. Don't miss
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
What are you too embarrassed to do alone?
I can't go into the library without a date.
Interesting.
Yes. I'm no loser.
Grocery store.
Yeah.
You prefer to do that alone.
Absolutely.
When I used to go with my roommate, he would take longer than me, and I'd be sitting in the car with all my groceries for like 20 minutes.
I can't even shop with my wife. She's browsing, and I respect